Hello and welcome everyone to another Zotech Answers podcast. This is Ed Gaines, Vice President of Regulatory Affairs and Industry Liaison with Zotech Partners. Today's podcast question is, what are the latest developments in the No Surprises Act or NSA rulemaking that could improve the overall independent dispute resolution process? If we pull the lens back a bit, in the past we've discussed on prior podcasts the plethora of issues with the way in which the departments have implemented the NSA since it went into effect on 1/1/22. ASAP, ASA, ACR, EDPMA, RBMA, and the healthcare community writ large have written dozens of letters suggesting fixes to these issues and strategies to make the IDR process better. The department's rulemaking also has spawned four successful lawsuits by the Texas Medical Association, UT Tyler Regional Hospital, and an emergency physician, Dr. Adam Corley. Even Congress, as recently as March of 2024, in rare bipartisan fashion, has referred to the administration's implementation of the NSA as a bungled implementation, a bureaucratic nightmare, where clinicians have, quote, waited months to be reimbursed by insurance companies. So, responding to these multi-year criticisms and concerns, CMS issued an IDR operations proposed rule in October 2023. The comment period closed in January of 2024, and we're expecting the rule to be issued in final any day. Now, it is not yet final, but the proposals, if made final, bear discussion because the rule contains important reforms to the IDR process the community has long advocated for since the NSA went into effect. First, CMS proposed to require the health plans to use RARC codes, or remittance advice remark codes, by the plans to describe if a particular claim is subject to federal NSA process or an applicable state process. Now, this is important because Texas, Florida, and Georgia are among the top five states where IDRs originate, and each one of these states has a state-specified law. On the last podcast, I described a situation where, as if I was a Georgia state employee or a state teacher, the health plan knows and could indicate with a RARC code that my claim is subject to the Georgia state IDR process. Alternatively, if I work for UPS, also based in Atlanta, and I'm subject to the NSA IDR process, the health plan would know that and be able to use a code to identify my claim as an NSA IDR claim. Under the proposal, if it's made final, the plans would have to specifically inform clinicians that a claim is subject either to a specified state or federal process. There are codes specific to both of those. Second, the health plans would have to register with a federal IDR registry, receive a registration number, and identify their plan type. Often clinicians and or their RCM partners, such as Zotech, do not know for months what the plan's type is and whether that plan type is an ERISA plan or another type of plan and subject to the NSA IDR process. Third, the NSA proposed rule requires that the parties enter open negotiation, or what we call ON, process for 30 days before the IDR claims are filed in the IDR portal. The issue here is the law has never mandated that the health plans respond to the ON process or communicate why they are or are not accepting an offer to resolve the claim issues. Under the proposed rule, the ON must occur in the portal. And that's very important. You don't have any of these ex parte communications flying around. Plans also must acknowledge the ON process and provide a written response regarding why they are or are not accepting the clinician's offer. If the plan fails to respond, the clinicians will be deemed to be the prevailing party in the IDR, and the plans will have to pay the IDRE fees. Finally, CMS is proposing to permit batching of claims. That's where you gather same similar CPT for the same tax ID number in the same geographic area from 30 days, which is the current rule, to 90 days of service. So you'll have larger batches, make it more efficient. Also, there's a statutory cooling off period that's currently 90 days, and they would reduce that to 1 day. Also a very favorable change. So we're expecting the CMS final ID operations rule any day now. We believe that our continued advocacy and communication with the departments should have a significant positive impact. Thank you for listening, and we will be in touch soon on future Zotech Answers podcasts.